Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. A school funding dispute between the Alaska legislature and Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration is expected to result in a lawsuit. KTOO and Alaska Public Media report that the Legislative Council has authorized a suit and that the Department of Law says a court order will be needed to send the payments to districts. State Senator Gary Stevens of Kodiak says the lawsuit is aimed at defending the legislature's ability to pass laws that appropriate money for more than 1 year.
The issue is the separation of powers, you know, and it's our job as a legislature to write a budget, to allocate money, to fund the budget, and it's the governor's job to manage that.
The legislature passed a law last year to appropriate the bulk of school funding for the year that just ended, as well as the upcoming school year. Attorney General Kevin Clarkson says the state constitution requires appropriations to be done each year, and that the past legislatures cannot bind future legislatures or governors. Legislators maintain last year's law does not bind them. A Department of Law statement says, quote, the administration believes it can work with the legislature to ensure the lawsuit proceeds as quickly as possible without impacting Alaska's children and school districts, unquote. The legislature could file a lawsuit around July 15th when the first payment of the year normally is sent out to districts. A proposed City of Fairbanks ordinance would ask voters to roll back a property tax limit. The ordinance to be introduced at a council meeting tonight says the current 4.9 mil base rate cap enacted by voters in 2007 hinders the city's ability to keep up with inflation. The ballot proposition offered by all six members of the city council and the mayor would revert the city back to a tax cap enacted by voters in 1989. Weekend rain showers helped with fire suppression efforts in some areas of the interior. National Weather Service meteorologist Alan Hickford says a front that pushed across the region Saturday night into yesterday delivered widely varying precipitation.
Especially in the Fairbanks area, it was pretty spotty. There were some areas that got close to an inch, and some areas got almost nothing, and that's just within Fairbanks. So it was kind of just wherever those showers popped up.
Hickford says a second front is now moving over the eastern interior.
Some showers, could see some lightning, especially further east towards the Canadian border this afternoon and tomorrow.
Hickford says humidity is forecast to remain elevated throughout the week. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin McGrody.